Hallelujah. While I was preaching or teaching Wednesday morning, God dropped this into my spirit. And with everything that's going on in my life and going on in this ministry, you have to have something to look forward to. Amen. You have to have something to look forward to more than just going to church. Because just going to church a lot of times just don't get it. You have to see something that's unseen and believing something that you can't touch and understand something that's only been spoken through the word of God. So I've been teaching a lot on promises, on God's promises to us, because unless we have confidence and faith in the promise that God made us, then there are times when we're just not going to make it. It's going to be hard to stand. It's going to be hard to push forward. It's going to be hard to believe that God is able to do all things that he has promised us. So as God dropped this in my spirit, he gave me something that I could look forward to, something that even though I can't see it and I can't touch it and I can only go by what the word of God says, I can still sense that it's a reality. So as I was reading the book of Hebrews the other day in the 6th chapter and the 12th verse says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He had to patiently endure in order to get what God promised him. I mean, some of us are going through literal hell, we have circumstances in our lives that's pressing up on our hearts and warring against our minds and warring against our spirits. And sometimes you can't make it on what you see. You have to be able to see beyond that which you can touch and understand that God has something for you that's far more greater than anything you could ever lay your hands on. So as I was reading, it says, be there that ye be not slothful. The word slothful means become dull. Well, don't allow your senses or your spirit to be dull, so that if it becomes dull, you won't be able to see what God has in store for you. You will only be able to see that which is in front of you. And when you can only see that which is in front of you, then you lose your vision. And the word of God said the people perish because they don't have a vision. I'm paraphrasing. Without a vision, the people do what? They perish. They don't have anything to stand on. They don't have any trust and confidence to trust and believe in God. But be followers of them who through faith or out of faith have confidence and trust in God. Sometimes you have to reposition yourself around people that want what you want from God. Everybody don't want what you want. Everybody's not striving for the prize like you are. Everybody don't have faith and confidence in what you need. A lot of folks are weak and they're pining and they don't understand that they are just as much a part of this body as you are. But you have to position yourself so that you can be around people that want what you want from God, so that you can have faith and confidence. See, what we don't understand, the word of God says, where there are two or three gathered in my name, believing, there shall I be in the midst of them. You can't assemble yourself with somebody that don't believe. You can't expect God to show up. So you've got to position yourself following them who through faith. And also, you have to remember those that went on before you, like Abraham and Isaac and Moses. You know, we talk about Moses. We know Moses screwed up, but Moses held on to the bigger promise. There was a bigger promise. We think that because I preached last week about how Moses smote the rock twice instead of doing what God told him to do, was speak to the rock. Well, we're sure Moses didn't get to go into Canaan and see the natural Canaan, but he did see the spiritual Canaan. Because God's promise was really bigger than he was. Don't you know God's promise is bigger than you are? God's promise is bigger than your imagination. God's promise is huge. God's promise is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That means that you can't even stop God's promise. Though you stumble and you trip up, as long as you keep your heart on Him and your mind on Him, God will get you through it. Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. Hallelujah. God will take you through it. But you got to position yourself to them that have patience and wait to inherit. We don't have to wait on nobody to die what we're going to get from God. Jesus already paid the price. He already died for that we might inherit the blessings of God. So we've got to do what? We've got to look beyond this natural realm and see over into the spiritual realm and see that God has already made provisions for us. Not just because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but because God has promised us that He was going to do great things here in this earth for us. But I know sometimes the trial and the tribulation and the aggravation messes with your mind. Stops your heart from pumping blood. Twists your spirit into knots where you come to a place where you don't know whether you're in reality or it's Memorex. And you're reaching for the real thing, but you can't grab it. Because God's promise really is invisible until He brings it to pass. These men understood that. And I love what God said. He made promise to Abraham. He didn't say promises. How many of you see that? He said made promise. What was the promise? That Abraham would see his seed as it multiplies as the stars in the sky. That his seed would be as the sands on the beach. Well, you have to ask yourself, if Abraham died, he never saw all that. Moses never saw Canaan. But they did. Because God's promise is what? Alpha and Omega. Moses' short shortcoming couldn't stop the promise, Elder Paulette. We preached that it did, and I thought it did, till Wednesday. See, I'm still learning too. This word is still being revealed in my spirit also. I thought Abraham missed out on what God had for him. Because, you know, we read about Abraham and the rich man. You know, Abraham, he's trying to get Abraham to cool his tongue because he's hot where he was. But Abraham knew that there was a greater promise for him. So it says, God said he could swear by no greater than himself. When God made you his promise, your promise, he swore by himself. Because there's nothing greater than he is. If you can't hold on to nothing else, hold on to the invisibility of your promise. It'll get you through. A lot of times that's the only thing that helps me keep it going and keep it moving is that God made me a promise. Not promises, but a promise. He has made you a promise. And you've got to hold fast to that promise and believe that what God made you, he is swear by no greater than himself. There's nothing greater than God. What is he saying? If God swear by himself, that means that the universe can't stop you from receiving your promise. That means that nothing in this earth, man or beast, can stop you from receiving your promise. That means that nothing under the earth can stop you from receiving the promise that God made you. Guess what? That means that you can't even stop the promise that God made you. That's what encourages me, that I can't stop it. Because I've tried to find ways. I know you probably haven't, but I have. Saying, surely blessing I will bless thee. That means that God's promise is going to bless you on top of what he had already blessed you with. Y'all don't hear this morning. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. Whatever it is you're going through, know that God's not going to leave you by yourself. That he's going to get you through it. But you got to come to a place where you keep your mind stayed on him, and he'll keep you in the maturity of peace. Brother Chad, I cry out for peace all the time. Because the wave gets to moving in my brain so hard, feel like my head, I got swashbucklers in there fighting. It goes from the front lobe to the back. Then once I think I got the victory, it will start circling. So I have to pray for peace. Gregory think I'm funny. But the key is, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. How could he get the promise if he was dead? You ever ask yourself that? After he was faithful, he never saw his seed. How could he possibly obtain the promise? And he's dead. This is what God dropped in my spirit. And I had to research it. And I found it to be true. How many know that when Jesus rose from the grave? How many hear me? Some of y'all already heard of me. When Jesus rose from the grave, who did they see on the Mount of Transfiguration? Moses, Abraham, and Elijah. What did they do after they saw them on the Mount of Transfiguration? They walked down the streets of Jerusalem, and people saw them as a testimony that God raised them from the dead. Guess who they met on that walk? Jesus. Guess what Moses now received? Guess what he just saw? Canaan. Moses died where? In Exodus. But he saw his promise manifest in the Gospels. So even though he'd been dead for thousands of years, his promise was still working. Guess what Abraham got a chance to see? His seed. Even though he died in Genesis before Moses, he was dead all that time. Here he wakes up, quickened by the power of God, wakes up, gets to meet Moses, who he never met, another general in the gospel, Elijah, who didn't even see death, and then he gets to see Jesus. The promise. If God will do that for them, how much more will he do for us? Abraham looked and saw born again believers. He saw Jesus, the seed, the root of Jesse, came up through David, all up through the Gospels. Jesus came. When he saw Jesus, guess what he saw? His seed. My God. Guess what Moses saw? He saw what he did in Egypt. He saw the promise. Guess where they woke up? In the promised land. Because that was dead is now alive. Whatever God promised you, If you trip, if you stumble, if you screw up, guess what? But you got to patiently endure. Moses said, I know I screwed up, God. I'm not going to go over into Canaan. But I'm holding on to the promise. And then he died. Abraham said, you know what? When we get to Sarah, we drop it. Abraham had kids after Sarah. Got married a few times. Outlived his wives. When God anointed him for Isaac, that was the beginning of fruitfulness. He was already what? 100? And still making babies. When God do something for you, he keeps it moving. I can't touch my promise, but I know it's in existence. I can't see my promise, Sister Bonnie, but I know it's here. I can't smell my promise, but I know that God's going to provide. How many hear me? I can't hear God saying, I'm going to bring your promise to pass, but I know if God promised it to me, if I hold fast and keep fighting the good fight of faith and patiently endure, that which God promised is going to come to pass. But he couldn't get it unless he did what? Patiently endured. Faithfully endured. So whatever hell you're going through, keep the faith. Whatever persecution is against you, keep the faith. Whatever financial problems you have, keep the faith. Whatever sickness you might have in your body, keep the faith. Whatever it is you're going through, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial, you've got to keep the faith, because faith is what makes your promise materialize. Amen. I'm closing out. Go to James, the first chapter. The epistle of James, the first chapter. What does patience do? Patience does this. This is what they realized. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all. I didn't hear you. My brethren, count it all. My brethren, count it all. See, the word all is more important than joy. The little words mean more. Count it all. Spiritual, all. Financial, all. Sickness, all. Persecution, all. Affliction, all. Count it all. You can't do it if you can't see your promise. You just can't do it. Sometimes it gets real frustrating. I thought I was on my way to sleep last night. It was 11:30. I said, oh man, it's quiet. I'm finna go to sleep. It wasn't 20 minutes later. Pow, 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 pow. I'm going, oh boy, okay. When they got through, then the ladies got started. They got to fighting because the girl's brother, this is how clear I hear everything. The girl's brother was the one that got drunk and shot up the street. Now the other girlfriend is mad because the sister didn't try to stop him. And the girlfriend is saying, you let that idiot get drunk and shoot up the whole neighborhood and he don't know where them bullets going. Right, because sometimes they find their way in my walls. Next thing I know, it's clobbering time. I get up, turn my stereo up, pull the covers over my head, and I try to call it a night. Because you know who's not coming? The police not coming. I'm going to call my buddy today and ask him, is this part of the police force in this neighborhood? Have they been pawed off? But you got to keep the peace. You got to keep peace in your spirit. You got to count it all joy. Now when I hear it, I just pray, Lord, don't let nobody get killed. I stop praying, don't let nobody get shot. Just don't let them get killed. Why? Patiently enduring. Count it all joy. Fall. A lot of times you fall, you don't even know you're about to fall. I fall down steps. I fall up steps. I trip over little cracks in the sidewalk. I'm not intending on falling, but sometimes it just happens. When you find yourself in diverse temptations, situations, or trials of life, you have to try to do what? Get up, brush yourself off, shake yourself, and keep it moving. It's a trial or a test of your faith. But if you have your confidence in your promise that God gave you, then you can make it. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and whole, wanting nothing. So what is he saying? You can have perfect peace in the midst of your storm and still be whole. That means that the storm don't have to kill you. The storm don't have to separate you. The storm don't can't stop you. Remember, God swore upon his promise by himself. That means the promise is bigger than everything. I was reminding God this morning when I was sitting there, God, you said your promise. You swear by yourself. You can swear by none greater. So I'm believing in the promise. I'm not worried about the promises. I'm concerned about the promise. Amen. So it gives us the ability to keep going, to keep standing, keep believing God, keep trusting God, regardless of what it is that we have to go through or what we have to deal with. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. So guess what? Keep seeing your promise. Don't let nothing stop you from seeing your promise. I know you can't touch it, and all the things you're going through are unimaginable. But you got to keep believing God. How many say, I'm going to keep believing God? I'm going to keep standing in him. Because I know that the promise is bigger than anything that I'm going through. It's bigger than any situation or any circumstance, any sickness I might be having, any affliction or persecution. My promise that God made me is bigger than all of that. So I'm going to keep standing, and I'm going to endure patiently, or patiently endure. I'm going to have peace with God, then I can endure. And it's important. There are folks that are still alive today because they patiently endured what they had to go through and trusted in God. So I want you to understand that you've got to patiently endure. So as you patiently endure and you understand that my promise is forever and my promises are bigger than your circumstance, my promise is bigger than your trial, my promise is bigger than your hurt or your anxiety. For my promises are full. My promises go from Alpha to Omega, the beginning and the end. There is nothing that I have promised you that I will not bring to pass. But you have to hold on to that which I have already placed within thee. You have to look past your circumstances and see the victory. You have to look past your hurts and see the healing. You have to look past your afflictions and see the deliverance. As you do this and as you patiently endure, you'll begin to experience what the promise is. And you'll see it even afterward, the things that are coming against you shall fall by the wayside. But don't you fall with them. You stand erect. You stand, having done all to stand. You keep standing and have your faith and your confidence in me, saith the Lord. For if your faith and your confidence in me, you can have confidence to know that I shall move on every situation. I shall stand with you in the fiery furnace. I shall be with you in the lion's den, saith God. Therefore, whatever it is that you're going through, know that I am here with you to support you, to strengthen you, to uplift you. But let your mind be stayed on me as you patiently and faithfully endure the things that you go through. Know that I am your God. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your way maker. I will provide where there is no provision. I will heal where there is no healing. I will direct where there is no direction. As long as you keep your focus on that which I have already promised you, and that's life and joy and peace in me, saith God. Therefore, rejoice and be glad and know that this is my day. Monday, Sunday through Sunday is my day, so you shall rejoice in all of these days, saith God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. I'll be honest with you. The hardest thing that I've had to find to do is to patiently endure. I could stand up here and lie to you and tell you how easy it is, but it's not. It's a work. It's a job. And you have to learn when you become mature in God, you come to a place where you become good at it. Not that you just accept everything, but that you become good at keeping your faith strong and your confidence in your Jesus. I'm looking forward with great expectations to everything that God has made in his promise. Don't you know that the promises are in the promise? All the promises God has made you are wrapped up in that one promise that he gave you. So I understand now, if I can position myself to receive and hold fast to get the promise, then all the promises shall be fulfilled in the midst of it. And the good thing about the promises, they shall fall upon you a lot of times without you even knowing that they're there. And as you stumble, you shall stumble into your blessing. I have stumbled into blessings. I have tripped up and fallen into what God has for me and didn't even know it. Until I was smiling at the face of God and realized that God was bringing to pass something that he had already said. Young fella walked up to me out there on the streets this week. He said, "How you doing, Brev?" He said, "It must be great to be pastor of this church." I said, "Glory to God." So all I said was, "Glory to God." I'm assuming that it's hard being pastor of any church. Amen. But I do know this, that God made a promise. And if we keep holding on and we patiently endure, see, there's something about that word patiently. It kind of means without murmuring, without belly aching, without whining, without complaining. Now, I have my times when I find that hard to do. Because when you hear yourself complaining, it makes you feel like you're accomplishing something. But you're really not. I found out all I really was doing was making myself more miserable. And I don't need the help doing that. I can be miserable all by myself. But I'm learning to patiently endure so that I can see my promise. Now, unfortunately, I'm not trying to be like Abraham and Moses and Elijah. I'm not trying to die and then wake up at a later day and see Jesus. With great expectation, I'm looking to see Jesus in this day. And I believe we will. But remember, we've got to position ourselves in an area or a realm of faith so that we can trust and believe God. Amen. You may be in control of your destiny, but you don't control the promise. I've learned to envision. It's been hard, but I've learned when I look ahead, I can see the promise. And even though my flesh wants to give up, I have to keep moving. When my mind thoughts try to tell me that you're wasting your time, I have to cast down my own imaginations and my reasoning and continue to trust God. I'm here to let you know that I go through some of the things, same things you go through. I have to deal with the same afflictions you deal with. I have the same persecutions and the same sicknesses. But I'm learning like you're learning to trust God and to believe all that God has promised. And a lot of times you'll find that that's all you have is that promise. Because God can swear by no greater than himself. So I'm expecting my promise. Amen. How about you? Amen. I want you to take somebody by the hand this morning. We're going to pray about the promise. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for allowing us to see past the natural and see the promise. Father, you have made a promise to all of us. The promise is totally different in each one of our lives. But Father, you can do all things. It don't matter where we are or who we are, your promise can still manifest itself. Father, you promised some of us you was going to save our loved ones. You promised some of us you were going to heal our bodies. You promised some of us you was going to bless us financially. Ah, Father, you promised some of us you was going to quicken us in a supernatural way. So, Father, whatever the promise is, we're standing on it today. And I pray by your power and the illumination of your spirit and the authority of your word that you bring forth the promise in their lives. Lord God, as we all stand together today, realizing that we are your body, Father, flow down into your body, Lamb of God, strengthening us that we might see past the natural and we can see that which you have that you have purposed for us in our lives. For as the promise manifests, Father, we shall move into it and we shall inherit that which you have promised us. And Father, we shall hold fast and we shall patiently endure till it begins to manifest itself. But Lamb of God, we pray that you allow the word of God to raise up a standard in our lives, that we might stand, and having done all else, that we might continue to stand, having on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, Father, and having our feet shod with the preparation of peace. I pray, Father, by the power of God, that you would strengthen this people today, that you would rise and raise them up, Father, above their circumstances. Raise them up above their situations. Raise them up above their trials and their tribulations, Father, that they might look into the very center of it and see that you are there, Lord God, and you're handling it by your power. Lord God, this is a day of demonstration where you are demonstrating your word. So, Father, as you strengthen, I see healing flowing. I see deliverance flowing. Father, I see peace manifesting itself. I see joy restoring itself in our lives. Father, we shall not be moved, but we shall stand on the promise. So reveal yourselves in our lives, Father, like never before, as you bring forth that which we have confidence in, and that is you. So, Father, just have your way. I pray that you would minister to each and every one like never before. Lord God, as we move into Palm Sunday and Easter, Lord God, reveal yourself in a supernatural way so them 2 days just don't become days, but they come reality. So have your way, Father, by revealing the promise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. If you have envelopes.